This podcast is brought to you by Towncast Studios. What's Towncast Studios? Why, that's a great question. Towncast Studios is all about creating hyper-local content. Podcasts, video, social media, blogs, and more, telling the stories and sharing the sounds and the sights and the views and the opinions of your community. Imagine a podcast highlighting the new restaurant that just popped up in the neighborhood, or a YouTube video showcasing the redesigned kids' playground near your home, or someone who's sharing all that really important information that came out of the school board meeting, or a place where your mayor or town council are telling you what's new, what's exciting, what's changing, what's under construction, so that you can stay informed. And just imagine having a place where you know what's going on from voices that you can trust. Now imagine you were that trusted voice. Here at Towncast Studios, we're going to help you launch, edit, produce, and publish content that will tell the stories of your community, or what we're calling Towncast. So if you're interested in learning more about how to Towncast or what a Towncast is, head on over to towncaststudios.com or check out our new Towncast podcast at towncastpodcast.com and get started telling the stories of your community today.
Hey y'all, Towncast Joe here. This episode of the Towncast podcast is going to be on the shorter side, but that's intentional. The ideas outlined in this episode will be simple, but they will leave you with plenty of productive thinking to do. Each of the concepts I'll be covering in this episode all have to do with one thing: goals. Clearly defining your goals in a few key ways will take your content creating potential to a new level. If you're just tuning into the Towncast podcast for the first time, welcome. In previous episodes, we talked about some foundational elements essential to building your content. Namely, we went over podcasting formats and touched on choosing your perfect topic, among other things. With those pieces in mind, and maybe even already in place, we're getting closer to actually hitting the record button and putting together our first episode. But first, it's a good idea to hone in a little more on what exactly it is you want to do with your content and how you plan to do it. First, I want you to think about what your overarching goal is. This is the primary goal that you wish to achieve through your content, the contribution that you want to give to your listeners, that feeling you want your listeners or viewers to walk away with, and what keeps them coming back. This can be as simple as a single word: entertainment, education, charity, impact, or it could be a sentence or more. For example, on the Towncast podcast, my overarching goal is something like, I want to educate and enlighten every single listener on how they can create content. In any case, this overarching goal is critical, and it also can serve as a great tagline or pitch when somebody inevitably asks you, what's your podcast about? Once we have our main goal established, it pays to define some of the finer details a little more. Even if only for your own sake, it's good to establish things like your target audience, your content identity, and even your core values as a creator. Knowing where you stand on these things will help you down the road as you create more content and encounter forks in the road where you may need to make a difficult decision with no clear answer. Things like core values and target audience may sound silly and not very fun, but before you get to recording, this is all a part of getting you started on the right path. Maybe you just want to have some fun, provide people with entertainment. Maybe you make some friends, gain some followers along the way. Maybe you're going for a mixed blend of education and entertainment. You have something that you want to give to and share with the world, but also keep it human. Maybe you're an entrepreneur who is approaching podcasting more like a business. You want to use your content as a vehicle for networking and for increasing your presence within the digital realm. Whatever your overarching goal is with your content, there are a few helpful aspects to consider as we move forward towards recording your first episode. Once you have that overarching goal set, it's a good idea to jot down some of your other goals too. In the process of considering what your overarching goal was, you may have come up with a bunch of goals that you have, maybe some that you didn't even realize you had. Well, good news, you can have more than one goal. In fact, you can have as many as you like. Let your mind run wild with the possibilities of what you and your content can achieve, and write down as many as you can. Maybe you have some personal goals, like you want to use your Towncast as a journal to chronicle your adventures about town, Maybe you want to learn more about a particular subject and you're using the podcast as a vehicle for your own personal development. Maybe you want to give back or contribute to a cause you believe in and you feel that podcasting is a great way to do that. Maybe one of your goals is to eventually work up to making a bit of side cash using your content as a side hustle, or maybe even more, depending on how things go. Goals are highly personal, and they don't need to be shared far and wide. They can be as big or as small a part of your motivation as you so choose. But if they're inspiring you to do something, that's really all that matters. I've found that it can be very helpful to write these out, ponder these goals a bit, develop them, create some action steps that can help you a little bit towards each of these individual goals. One of the most important aspects of goal setting for your content is identifying your perfect listener. Imagine that ideal person you would like to reach. Someone who would be interested in your podcast's topic, interested in your travel vlog, or maybe a local citizen that you want to reach with your towncasting endeavor. In short, who would absolutely love your content? If you're having trouble with this, start broad. By your estimation, who would be most likely to listen to your content or watch it? Maybe it's a certain age range, a certain geographical population, or people who work in a particular industry. The characteristics of this perfect listener can be as broad or as specific as you like. But the more specific you can get, while still remaining accurate, the better. Yeah, it really can't hurt to get granular with this. Get specific. What are some characteristics, traits, habits, likes and dislikes of your perfect listener? Later on, when we've got some content ready to release and we're deploying some early stage marketing for our show, like social media posting, maybe some features on some other shows, it will be very valuable to have this information. The more specific you can get with your target audience and your perfect listener, the better it is for the purpose of effective marketing, but also for content direction. And if you can't get too specific right now, that's okay. Broad definitions are a great place to start for now. You just want to get some idea of that perfect listener in mind. And here's another interesting bit for you to consider. Your perfect listener, your perfect audience, they may not even realize that they want your content. Think about it. If your content is serving them, but they don't even know you're there, well, that's both good and bad. It's good because it means that you've probably found an untapped niche that there is an audience for, but there's just not a lot of creativity happening in the space. It's bad because, well, they don't know you're there. So part of your job will be to reach those people and introduce them to the content they didn't know they needed. But we'll cover that in a future episode. For now, just spend some time thinking about your perfect listener, who they are, what they want, and how they want it. Core values. We all have them. Those ideals that are at the core of who we are. Many people don't think about their core values every day. It's not something many of us walk around thinking about, but we live our lives and we do the things that we do and we make the decisions we make based off of our core values, whether we realize it or not. As a personal exercise, spelling out your core values, what you stand for, what you believe in, the ideological pillars from which you live your life and make your decisions, can be really valuable. Going over these things, giving them some serious thought, again, writing them out, can really help you to see things from a wider perspective. These tenets are at the foundation of who we are as people. If we apply them to creative endeavors, how does that translate? Well, it obviously depends on what kind of content you're creating, as we discussed. From a content standpoint, core values are very much a similar thing as they would be on a personal level, but maybe a little different, depending on your, well, goals. What are the core values that you would like to instill within your content? Almost in this sense, treating your content as if it were an actual person. And that begins to walk the line between values and actual content identity. Yes, there's an interesting question for you. If your content was a person, what kind of person would they be? Would it be a direct reflection of who you are? Would it be something of a caricature? Certain parts embellished, other parts toned down a bit? Maybe you want your content to take on a life of its own, in a sense. This is higher level, almost philosophical idea, definitely pushing the boundaries of what this episode is meant to touch on, but it's an interesting thought. How do you want your content to be received? with a tone of seriousness, as is the case with many nonfiction personal development shows? Do you want it to be purely entertaining, heavy on the laughs, and as minimal as possible on the serious talk? In any case, thinking about what you want your content to stand for goes hand in hand with the goal setting we discussed before. It can also help in beginning to paint a picture of the personality, the character, the identity of the content itself. Whether you, yourself, are front and center in every video cast you create, a familiar face people can expect to see, or maybe you're podcasting and thus only perceived as a disembodied voice. Nonetheless, you are there, educating and entertaining, but in a different way. Still, people get a sense for whatever it is they're consuming. So be mindful of this and try to steer your content in that direction from the very beginning. Everything from the artistic decisions to the social media engagement is going to have a part in the overall vibe. So be yourself, but also don't be afraid to lean into that creative self and let your content almost take on a life of its own. It may seem like a lot. It may seem a bit convoluted. I hope it all made sense, though. In thinking about this stuff now, before you even press record, you'll be at a serious advantage from the start. The bonus takeaway for this episode will be a short PDF document that you can view and download that spells out these goals and gives you a chance to write them out physically. As a personal aside and something of a pro tip, I find that physically writing things down makes a big difference in my retaining of ideas and, in the case of goals, following through on them. So that'll do it for this episode of the Towncast Podcast. I hope this episode was helpful in your continuing journey of building your perfect podcast, videocast, or towncast. Don't forget to check the show notes for the bonus takeaway PDF document. We'd love to hear how your content development process is going. Reach out to us on social or email us at info@towncaststudios.com to connect and talk shop on this stuff. We really enjoy the process, talking about it, and we'd love to hear where you're at and how we can help you in your journey. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Towncast Podcast. I'm Joe Gangemi, aka Towncast Joe, and on behalf of Matthew Passy and everyone here at Towncast Studios, we appreciate your support. With the Towncast Podcast, we hope to provide value to you, the listener, by educating, entertaining, and enlightening on the potential of what podcasting and towncasting can be. We really believe it can change the world for the better. If you want to keep up with Towncast, you can subscribe to the Towncast Podcast so you don't miss an episode. You can also connect with us on social, and feel free to send us a message anytime via towncastpodcast.com. So, I'll see you on the next one, Towncasters. Until then, keep on sharing the sounds of your community.